You okay? It was a text from my mentor. I struggled to read it between the tears streaming down my face. It was my first big work trip, an event I'd been anticipating with equal parts excitement and dread. A male colleague had just made an offhand comment that shook me to the core. As a young Asian American woman navigating a predominantly white field, his remark validated all the voices in my head saying I didn't belong. That night, my mentor took me out to Vietnamese food. Over a bowl of pho, we unpacked the experience, interspersed with bursts of laughter and levity. She listened and asked questions that helped me reframe the situation and loosen its grip on my self-worth. I believe in you, she said, looking me directly in the eye, and you deserve to be here just as much as he does. I felt my confidence and determination being restored. That was 10 years ago. I'm grateful for the astute mentor who reached out that day and the many others who have been there for me. Looking back, I'm not sure I would have made some of the career-defining decisions I did without their support. Like advocating for a promotion, going on to hold senior positions at other organizations, and trusting that I belonged when I often felt so alienated. In return, I try to be this person for coworkers, friends, and now even strangers at a text hotline for work issues. But you don't need to have a special title to be there for people. Simple actions like reaching out when something's amiss or asking open-ended questions like, how can I best support you, add up, and they matter. It can mean the difference between stepping back or stepping up, feeling disempowered or feeling heard, closing doors or creating space. I know what it feels like when someone has your back at work, even if the conversation starts with a single, simple text message. With a perspective, I'm Lauren Brisbois.